Hello, everybody. What kind of attitude do we want to have when we approach God in prayer or with our worship? If you went to a restaurant and you were waiting to be seated, and then finally the hostess came to seat you at a table, but there were two plates on the table and they had half of the food still on them, and there were two glasses on the table, but they were still half full of lemonade or Coke, you were expecting that those dirty dishes would be cleared, but then the waiter comes and says, "Here you are, this is your lunch, and if you need any other leftovers, just let us know." We would never put up with that at a restaurant. We certainly wouldn't pay money for that kind of a meal. What if you were going to invite someone over to your house for dinner, you didn't know them very well, and then they came and you offered them a meal by opening your fridge and digging around and saying, "Here, this should be eaten up. We made it a week ago, and maybe some of this too. We really need to eat that up also." While leftovers are a great, quick, easy meal for you and your house, it's not at all your best foot forward if you are inviting someone else over to dinner, especially someone you don't know very well. We would not put up with leftovers in the way that we eat in this life. For the most part, why would we give God our leftovers? Listen to this verse from Hebrews chapter 12. "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe." We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. There's a lot of things that are shaken all the time, and who knows what else might get shaken tomorrow. Our money, our health, our relationships, all kinds of things in this earth are shaken. But God is giving us something that will never be shaken. The forgiveness of a lifetime of sinning, He offers for free. The blood of Jesus, which purifies us from every sin, not just most of them, but every sin. He gives that for free. It cannot be shaken. A home in heaven with the mansions of heaven, someplace safe and dependable and lasting and eternal. It cannot be shaken. God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior, has paid for all of the sins of all of the world. He has atoned us and reconciled us to Himself. He has given us a kingdom, a ruling place with ruling activity that cannot ever be shaken. God has not given us His leftovers. Why would we ever give Him ours? So think about the kingdom God has given you that cannot be shaken. Worship Him with reverence, deep respect. Worship Him with awe and knowing that He is God and you are not. Pray to Him with a heart of compassion and collapsing into His promises. What an opportunity we have to give God all of our hearts, all of the time, in lots of different situations, not just our leftovers. God bless you as you do that.